The meeting took place just days after the International Criminal Court said it will seek the arrest of Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir for alleged war crimes. President Obama says since then, the situation in Darfur has gotten worse.
The Khartoum government has kicked out some of the most important non-governmental organizations that provide direct humanitarian aid to millions of people.
Speaking to reporters at the end of his meeting with Ban Ki-moon, the president said too many lives have been placed at risk.
We have a potential crisis of even greater dimensions than what we already saw.
President Obama said it is important for the international community to send a strong, unified message to Khartoum that this growing humanitarian crisis is unacceptable. He said the United States wants to work actively with the United Nations to help solve this crisis and put Sudan on the path to long-term peace and stability.
It's something that we care about deeply, and we're hopeful that we can make some significant progress.
The president and the secretary general also discussed climate change, Afghanistan, and Haiti. Mr. Ban came to Washington from Port-au-Prince, where he urged political and economic reforms in one of the world's poorest nations. He said Haiti is one of many challenges now before world leaders.
I think year 2009 is a make-or-break year, full of crisis on many fronts. For United Nations, for United States, and whole international community as a whole.
This was the first formal meeting between the two men, and both stressed their determination to work together. They will meet again in a few weeks at an international financial summit in London. Paula Wolfson, VOA News, The White House.